welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. Hello and welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. With me today is my podcast partner, Mike Gianfagna. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dan.
Our guest today is your friend of mine, Simon Butler. Simon is back. Simon was founder and CEO of Methodix, which was acquired by Perforce in 2020 and is currently the general manager of the Methodix business unit at Perforce. If you remember, Methodix created IPLM as a new business segment in the enterprise software space to serve the needs of IP and components-based design. Good morning, Simon.
How's it going, Dan?
Great, great. Hey, listen, let's talk about DAC. I mean, DAC has been a big part of my life. You know, my first DAC was right out of college. It was such an exciting time, and I've been to every DAC since. And here we have DAC again live for the first time in 2 years. And, you know, let's talk about a little bit about the history of DAC first. Simon, when did you first attend DAC, and how many companies have you represented since then?
Yeah, I first attended, I guess, back in 96 with a small startup company called High Level Design Systems, Jules Janik's company. When we were doing RTL floor planning, physical floor planning, that was back in 96, and I attended three times with those guys, which was quite an eye-opener. And then a small gap, and then I started attending again with, I started Methodix 2007, and I started attending again as a vendor in 2008 through to the present. So, and then during that intervening period, I was coming as just an attendee. So, I'm coming for a while now.
So, let's talk about attending DAC as a startup. I've done it many times. It's a really exciting thing. What was your experience?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. You know, when I started going with HLD, we had products and we had customers, not enough resources, never enough engineering folks to really polish. And so we were definitely a little scrappy and trying to get things working the night before, that kind of thing. Pretty exciting and a lot of adrenaline trying to stay on top of those things. Similar experience with Methodix, where, you know, we started the company, we had one or two customers, and definitely felt like outsiders. You know, we weren't really, didn't have any credibility particularly. So it was about trying to build relationships and, you know, trying to deal with certain competitors that were crazy back then. Just a lot of scrappiness, a lot of relationship building and trying to validate our business model and the products that we were working on.
Okay, you're bringing back memories here, Simon. You know, I've done small companies at DAC too. And one of the interesting things about being a small company is you get to pick last where you're on the show floor. So you're in the back of the hall, which worked out well for us because it gave us an extra 45 minutes to an hour to get the demo running before anyone actually got to our booth after it opened. So that hour actually mattered in more times than I want to admit. So, you know, now that you're part of a bigger company, how has that changed as part of a larger entity? What's the DAC experience like now?
It's very different. You know, we actually have a dedicated showrunner now that coordinates everything, single person. A whole marketing team that refines messaging and presentation quality. We dial in partner portfolio products, and we have subject matter experts that we bring in from the other teams. We have a much bigger presence at DAC. You know, people can actually take breaks now, as opposed to, you know, living trying to survive for 8 hours off a sandwich. So it's just a much more it's a much better experience and you know, it really lets us do a better job. I think we get to focus on what we're good at. And, you know, I mean, when I was first attending DAC, I was taking out the garbage, hoovering up the booth because we didn't want to spend the money on the services. And now we've got a real company that's supporting us, and we can really double down on what we're good at, which is the product side.
Yeah, that brings back memories also about taking out the garbage. I know exactly what you mean. So what's the key message at DAC this year for Perforce?
Yeah, this is a pivotal year for Perforce, I believe. So we believe we are the leader in EDA infrastructure software. And the evidence for that is just the number of customers we have across the portfolio, including Methodics IPLM, including Helix Core, which is the version control configuration management system. We have 9 of the 10 biggest semiconductor customers with very large footprints, many thousands of users at these companies. So these companies have really trusted us to manage their assets, to manage their design data. We have planning software with Handsoft. We have requirements management with the ALM tools. We have static code analysis for the embedded space. So we really feel that across the portfolio, we have a credible, wide infrastructure play. And we were looking at the other players in the EDA space, the big three, of course. And that's none of those guys are really focused on this. So I think it's going to become more and more important, especially as this unified hardware software design becomes the key enabler, which we believe it is. That's really a sweet spot for us. Managing a bill of materials across both the hardware components and the embedded software components, the drivers that go with those IPs, all the way up to a platform BOM, including maybe even open source, Unix components. So building out an infrastructure to manage those dependencies and manage the lifecycle around those dependencies is something that we do that's unique, I believe, and is really something that people are going to need as these chips get more and more integrated. I guess we're going to try and make infrastructure cool. It's kind of the forgotten piece. People take it for granted, but as we scale up and the teams get larger, it's really you really need to put a focus on that, and that's where we've always been very strong, I believe.
I think it's a great overview. You're right. There's a lot more moving parts than revision control or design data management. It's a lot deeper than that. And you're right. The impact, if done correctly, is huge. And by the way, if done incorrectly, it's huge as well. So that's yeah. A really good point. So what are the key technologies that you're going to show to support that at DAC? Like, what are the main demonstrations or announcements or however you want to couch it? What's big for you at DAC that you're going to roll out?
Well, of course, the Methodics IPLM platform, IP lifecycle management platform, is huge. The announcement there is on the planning side. So we're not just doing IP management for existing assets. We're giving the ability to plan for IPs that haven't been developed yet, or so you can do cost analysis and risk analysis. So a much earlier look at the planning. And the IP lifecycle management, building and building materials around those subsystems without necessarily having all the details. And that dovetails nicely into the Handsoft tools, which is another portfolio product from Perforce. And that's really directed at resource management, resource planning. So having, in the context of a plan, you may only have, a schedule and some requirements. So you won't have any implementation details. So those, so Handsoft is an important component here. And for the requirements, Helix has a wonderful requirements management tool we call the ALM tool. So a combination of Handsoft and ALM in a planning mode really gives you that ability to build out your very early analyses, your cost analysis, your risk analysis that can then segue into an actual implementation BOM with the actual assets being developed. And there, right there, you get your Helix Core plugin where, Helix Core is the kind of de facto standard really for semiconductor version control these days. We're in 9 of the 10 biggest semiconductor companies and 20 of the top 25, I believe. So it's already kind of won that battle, and it's being used both on the software side and the hardware side. So you're able to make one release for all the different components in the BOM. So Helix Core is an important part of the message. And then finally, there's a new product we're calling it Helix Artifacts, which is binary artifact management, build management. And again, it's, you know, if you think of semiconductor, most of the assets we're managing are binary. So having a really effective way of managing those binary bills, those binary artifacts, as part of that bill of materials is another area where we can really bring value. So some pretty exciting announcements and just the whole, the way that we're bringing the portfolio together and creating solutions around these infrastructure requirements, I think is pretty unique to our value proposition.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a good way to look at it. So Simon, Methodix was a very musical company, right? You always did something good at DAC. Is that carrying over with Perforce? What's the plan in the booth? Is the Methodix Jazz Trio coming back?
It is. Methodix Jazz Trio lives again. We actually have a guest. Yeah. Not in the booth. The DAC folks are not too enamored with that, with live music in the booths. I think a few years ago, if you remember, we had a Hawaiian ensemble with loud conch shells that they were using to announce demos and things, which kind of freaked out the DAC folks. So we were under strict orders not to have live music going forward from there. So be in the be at the opening, you know, the opening networking event on Sunday, and then every night after the conference, in the networking events there. And actually, is some pretty cool news there. We actually have a bona fide star playing with us this time. The bass player Mark BW from Tower of Power is actually playing with the trio. Great drummer, wonderful bass player. So there's going to be some really nice funky grooves going on after the show this year.
I'm looking forward to it. I do remember the conch shell controversy. That was pretty awesome. You know, it's I think this year is going to be pretty exciting with DAC because, you know, we've been virtual for a couple of years. People want to get out. You know, the conference is going to go forward live. We have, you know, upgraded travel for the different countries. You know, the European folks are able to come, and I've heard from a lot of them. So, and I was just told by the exhibition management that most of the spaces, you know, over 90% of the spaces are booked up. So I think we're going to have a great DAC, and hopefully, you know, we'll see a lot of friends and colleagues, and it'll be back to somewhat normal again.
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, our booth is bigger this year than last year, or the last time we attended. We're definitely doubling down. DAC is really important to Perforce, and we're looking forward to reconnecting with everybody and getting back into it.
So Simon, before we end the podcast, let's just talk a little bit more about Perforce. I think it is a very interesting company. I got to know them very well, you know, through you and through the acquisition. But, you know, they're a very large company, a large privately held EDA focused company. You know, you guys have been acquiring companies left and right. Tell us a little bit more about Perforce.
Right. Well, Perforce initially started with their version control products, the Helix Core products, which have historically been very popular in the semiconductor space. But since then, they've been on a tear. They've acquired requirements management tools. They've requirements management companies, resource management planning companies, static code analysis companies. There's two of those, in fact. And just recently, of course, us, Methodix, IPLM, and then just recently, the last few weeks, we announced that we acquired a company called Blaze Meter, and that was actually a continuous testing platform that we acquired from Broadcom, another, of course, important semiconductor enterprise. So yeah, it's really growing. There's a lot of investment, and there's a lot of momentum behind what we're doing in the EDA and semiconductor space. So pretty exciting place to be right now.
Great. Well, this is a good place to stop. Boy, I'm looking forward to getting back to DAC, and I hope to see you all there. And thanks again for participating in the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dan.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.